May we always be ambassadors of hope and love. Amen. This feast day, Christ the King reminds us that we are to gain strength and courage from Jesus Christ, because we are reminded that Jesus must reign in our hearts, minds, wills, and bodies, that Jesus' reign is one of love, and we are to live as stewards of Christ, ambassadors of peace, reconciliation, and hope. During the holidays, it is not uncommon to have an increase in people asking for assistance. And last Tuesday, a number of people did come to church seeking food and money. And I understand how hard it can be to go out and ask people for money or to ask for assistance with getting food. I know that applying for government assistance can be a demeaning process that often slowly strips away a person's dignity. So when folks come to the church or call on the phone, some of the people who call are desperate, and some less so. I listen to their stories and try to make the ask as dignified as possible for them. And this past Tuesday was something I hadn't experienced before. It was the first time I had a queue of people waiting by the office door to talk to me to ask for money. And then later that afternoon, a gentleman who had the air of most likely homeless rang the doorbell. I opened the door and asked him how could I help him. And he covered his face with his hands and started saying something about an emergency. Could he come in? So I let him in. And he immediately fell to his knees, put his face into the bench cushion, and prayed. I stood very still near him while giving him his space. I looked away, but when I turned back, I saw that he was looking for my reaction. And maybe he was surprised that I didn't have one. So there we were, looking each other in the eyes. He said some things, and I replied, "That's rough." He kept looking at me and me at him, like we were waiting each other out gently. When I asked him how I could assist him, finally the facade fell and I felt relieved. And it makes me think of our passage from Matthew today. Then they also will answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you?" Then he will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." I did help the gentleman, but I was so deeply saddened and disturbed that he thought he had to go to such lengths to get help, to ask for help. In our parable, Jesus reminds us that how we serve and love our neighbors shapes our hearts and minds. Jesus reminds us to have mercy without measuring, to let go of judgment and be deliberate in our compassion. Jesus is reminding us that we ourselves must not succumb to despair and hopelessness about what can we do. We must show to others that love overcomes indignity and injustice. Love overcomes despair. Love opens our minds to what is possible. Jesus is asking us to look at our intentions. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Each one of us together is able to make a large impact. Each one of us working together creates change. One pebble creates a ripple. Many pebbles cast into the water together makes a very big splash. We are asked to cast hope and love wide and far. Amen.